This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, Mike, we're one game closer. The Rockies avoid the sweep at the hands of the Houston Astros. They win one last night. We're at win number seven, Michael. 23 wins to go. Playoffs. We know who the Avalanche are playing. We know when they're playing. I have questions, though, about the goalie. Of what Jared Bednar should do there. Just questions. We're going to be talking about it. Nuggets, Timberwolves, tomorrow afternoon. And it's snowing, Michael. Wow. Forgot what it looked like. The whole show. Hey, Mike. When does it start?
Starts this hour.
Right now. When does the whole show start? And you couldn't just say now.
I did answer.
You had to make it about you, and you had to do something you thought was funny, which it wasn't, obviously.
You didn't think it was funny.
No,
I thought it was hilarious.
It was not funny. Man, your view of comedy is skewed. That was a big win last night for the Rockies, Michael. We talked about it yesterday and said, you know, they need to win before they have a four-game series against the Dodgers. 7-12. How are we feeling about this Rockies team, Mike? Feeling a lot better? Brent Doyle got going last night. That was cool. Hunter Goodman got himself a home run. It was just kind of a low-scoring affair, and the Rockies get it done. We win 3-2, and we're at 7. 23 more. I think we're ahead of schedule. I think we're ahead of schedule to get to 30.
Yes, yes, we are. It's April, though. Keep in mind, it is April. Historically, the Rockies are good in April.
They're not, like the last 3 years, they're not historically good in April, Michael. We've went over this before.
Yes, but the last 3 years aren't just historic.
Well, they're not like, and they're not good. Like, you're saying they're good in April. They're not, like, 7-12 is not good. 3-10 on the road is not good.
But the Rockies, it's good.
Well, compared to last year, yeah, this is very good. What do we think about the pitching situation? You know, you basically have a starting pitcher who goes an inning, maybe, and then Chase Dolander comes in and pitches over five innings and was great. And I thought Hill was pretty good, Hergett was pretty good, Vodnik closed it out, and the Rockies get the dub. You know, so you had two runs in the first inning by the Astros, and then the rest of the way was perfection. Is this sustainable? Kind of throwing out, you know, not really having a starting pitcher, not really having a closer. They're just kind of bullpen mix up there. I don't know if it is, but I do appreciate the fact that the Rockies are trying something new. They're trying something different. We've never seen this before. From the Rockies. I was talking to a friend today, Michael, about even at the high school side of things that teams are starting to do this more and more, where their stud pitcher doesn't actually get going until the third inning. Why is that? You're trying to reserve arms so that your better pitcher, your starter caliber pitcher, is going to be able to go, you know, into the sixth or seventh more often than not. It's fascinating. It really is. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I was really wanting that one last night. Because the beard's starting to get there, Mike. We got the Dirty 30 going on. Tanner Schwint and yours truly are not cutting our hair or shaving our beards until the Rockies win 30. And it's starting to get to that point.
Like, maybe you should wash it.
I do. Does it not look like I wash it? I mean, you don't look like you know what a shower is. I mean, you were probably grateful for the snow today. That's probably the most moisture your body has seen in a while. You weren't able to scoot in today, were you?
I did scoot. It was before the snow, but now I can't scoot.
You can't scoot out of here?
No.
All right.
The wheels aren't big enough, and they don't have enough traction to survive the snow. So hopefully there's a lot of melting.
You can put some chains on them?
No, there's no room for the chains.
You can probably figure it out. It's a pretty high level device you have down there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but there's no room. If you look at the wheels, there's no room for the chains to fit.
Texter here from the 970. What do you think about the throwback jersey? Should the Rockies bust out some Denver Zephyrs Bears jersey someday, like the Avalanche do with the Nordiques? I wonder how many people will be at the game with the weather tonight. Plenty of Dodgers fans for sure. Well, I think it's supposed to. Isn't it supposed to quiet down around 4 o'clock today?
That's right.
It's gonna be cold though. Still gonna be cold.
Yeah. That's why we're still question mark about the game this afternoon.
Eaton and University, right?
Yeah, so, we're supposed to find out in about 50 minutes.
Big game. I can't imagine. What time was that game supposed to start? 4 o'clock? 3:30 pregame?
I think 3:30 pregame.
That's going to be right on the old cusp there of when I heard Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range and Weather, on with the morning show guys, Good Morning NoCo. I don't know. I think it's going to stop by 3-ish, 4 maybe. I don't know. But it's still going to be cold. So I'll be curious to see what happens with that baseball game today. Yeah, that's a good text there. Thoughts on throwback jerseys? Do you like throwback jerseys?
Depends on the throwback. If it's like the Broncos throwbacks, I like the ones that they wore when I was a kid. Don't so much like the logos that they had in the 60s.
Was that the Brown?
No, well, that was early 60s before they set all those on fire in the middle of the field. I'm talking about like the funny looking guy riding the horse. Like I like the orange, yeah. But that was meh.
Wasn't that the Brown? That was the funny looking guy.
Was the Brown?
No! I get you. I remember that one. I haven't actually seen throwback jerseys. Texter, send me a picture. I want to see what those look like. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I like when the Avs wear the Nordique jerseys. Do you like that? They're kind of cool, but I'm not a big. I guess I'm just not a big change up who you are thing. I am the guy that doesn't like the Colorado State Pride jerseys, and they're doing away with that. It's not your colors. Those aren't your colors. You're not blue. You're not a blue team. You're gold. You're green and gold. Now I get the Aggie Day. I actually wish they could go. I wish they would go to the Aggie colors, green and orange.
So they can look like the
pumpkin orange and the alfalfa green. I think it's awesome.
You just want them to look like the Miami Hurricanes.
No, I just like that color combination, and I think it looks good with the Rams. I would rather that than the green and gold. But if you are green and gold, those are your colors. So I'm 100% good with the decision to do away with the State Pride uniforms.
I actually do like the State Pride uniforms, but I would prefer they stick with their colors. I'm tired of all these. Like we're gonna switch around and wear these uniforms.
Didn't Oregon kind of start this? Weren't they the first one? They had a new uniform for pretty much every game.
Yeah, freaking Oregon and the Nike CEO.
Yeah, and then they were throwing out different ones all the time. And they look sharp. It's just, I like.
And then the Seahawks, a few, like the second or third to last game of the season, they wore their Oregon Ducks jerseys, which is weird. Why do you want to look like the Oregon Ducks when you're the Seattle Seahawks? What are we doing, people?
I don't know. I don't like it. I just think you got to stay, you stay true to who you are. And that's why I've always had a problem. People like loved the State Pride unis. Oh, what is that even? What is that? State Pride thing? I mean, I get it. We love our state. It's great. But we're going to be a blue and white team to represent the state of Colorado. No.
And yellow.
I don't like it. Strike down jersey Denver Bears. Oh, here we go. Is this really what they're going to... Yeah. No, I'm not good with that. Do you see it? Can you see it?
Oh, that's gross.
That's not good. Well, like, the Rocky, you're purple. Own your purple. Own it.
There was a purple Mountain Majesty.
The sleeves make the strike zone. They wore them in the 50s, but as far as I know, the Rockies have never worn them. The only throwback jersey I like is, and I don't even consider it throwback because I grew up watching, is the Broncos wearing their orange jerseys. They wore it a couple times this year. And they have their blue helmet, and it's the D Bronco. Those are the best.
There are a number of announcers who have been saying, the Broncos need to go back
to
that.
They absolutely need to go back to that. You know what's weird? When they changed their uniform, I never liked their jerseys growing up. I never liked it.
My problem with it was they got rid of the orange. That was my big problem.
I was like, oh, it's old looking. It looks old. And then when they made the change and they had the different Bronco head and they went with the blue, I was like all in. That was great. I wanted to buy as much merchandise as I possibly could with that logo on it. Now, I'm definitely more of like, I'm tired. I like it. It's a good logo. But I want to go back. Because seeing Patrick Surtain model that last year, it looks so good. It is my favorite combo. It's my favorite combination, that orange.
And there's a lot of orange. A lot of orange.
Well, remember when John Elway took over? And like one of the first things he said like publicly was orange Sundays. We're going to get back to that. We're going to make the stadium fill it with orange. And we're going to wear orange. And then that just kind of went away.
Well, he just kind of... Elway was the one that wanted to get rid of the orange because I think it was they didn't wear any Super Bowl. They didn't win any Super Bowls with orange. So he kind of wanted to go to the blue.
Yeah, I don't. It's all a sales thing, you know, with these jerseys. Smitty texted in, State Pride was just dumb, just selling new laundry. I will say I like the snow day. The CSU snow day thing. Yeah, that was cool, actually.
I do not like the Broncos snow cap hats. I don't know
cool
why
well.
People like those helmets.
They're not good. I like them. I thought they were cool.
No, I'm not
choosing that over the baby blue or whatever blue it is with the old school Denver D on it and with the.
That's royal blue.
Well, I like that better, but I do kind of like the throwback, the snow looking. That was not throwback, but it was. It's kind of cool.
It reminds me of every loss the Broncos have in those uniforms, which is I think. Every time they play in those uniforms, they lose.
I'm just not a big...
Except for maybe one.
I'm not a big uniform guy. Like, the Nuggets have 400 different jerseys, and just go with one or two. And I actually do like when they wear, like, the crimson. They have that weird crimson. They randomly will do it. It's kind of cool looking. But for the most part, I'm thinking, just own your brand. Own your brand and roll that out every night. You know, we don't need to get crazy with this stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't like uniform changes. I hate it. One of the NFL teams that pisses me off the most is the Patriots because they change their uniforms all the time.
Mm. First Advantage
Jaguars,
text line.
They do that too, and theirs are already ugly.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Big Hub says, so has this been the least amount of hype for the draft ever? It does feel like the draft. And now here in Colorado, Big Hub... Broncos fans just aren't really excited about it. Because I read a report yesterday from Pro Football. What was it, Mike? I got to find it. That's basically like the Broncos are pretty much planning to not draft anybody that's going to be a big impact starter next season. And so it's definitely not exciting for us.
But we're going to have some exciting special teams.
Yeah, I guess so. But I just, it has been kind of one of the more boring drafts, I guess. And there's some good players, but is it because the quarterbacks aren't in it? There's not a lot of quarterbacks? Is that why?
Yeah, there's not much to talk about. That's the sexy position. Nobody cares about running back anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you don't have, like, a ton of quarterbacks in this thing, like the Bo Nix draft, like that year, that was well discussed because it's quarterbacks. I think that's why. I think that's if the draft doesn't have a ton of sure thing type of quarterbacks, then it's not as exciting. It's just the way it is. But yeah, this from Pro Football Talk. Broncos, blah, 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 made a deal with Waddle. That was part of the reason they really pushed hard on getting Jalen Waddle over here, was because they do not expect to have a high level draft pick that could make an immediate impact this season. Broncos general manager George Payton said Thursday, "We like to draft high trait players, and maybe they lack a little polish, and it's going to take some development. Sure, we'd like someone to come in and start right away, but that's not always realistic for first, second round picks, no matter where they're picked. It's just hard, and with the way our team is built now, it's going to be hard to come in and start day one." Mike, I mean, do you feel like the Broncos, like today, what are they missing? Seriously, like, what's the hole with this team? They got better in the receiving room. Cortland Sutton's pretty good. Now you put him with Jalen Waddle, and suddenly that room looks great. Tight end room is probably the biggest weakness on this team, but we also kind of think maybe Evan Engram will be pretty, I mean, maybe bounce back. I think with a better run game, I think There's a few things you could look at, but really, I mean, this team doesn't seem like it has a ton of holes. Now, again, you're hoping that J.K. Dobbins can stay healthy, but let's not forget, this team won a lot of football games. They won 14 football games, Mike, with backup running backs, rookie running backs, because J.K. was out for more than half of the season, right? And then you won with no-name tight ends, essentially, if Evan Engram's not the tight end he used to be. So you just upgraded with Jalen Waddle. It is going to be a tougher schedule, yes, but I don't look at the draft as being, oh, we gotta upgrade at this position. They've done such a good job over the last few years with George Payton and Sean, with that combo of George and Sean, where it doesn't put as much stress on a draft like this. And again, if J.K. Dobbins can stay healthy, then you feel really good about your situation. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Greg, Smitty says, "What will Hull's show say or do to annoy his co-host today? I annoy you? How? I don't annoy you. I can guarantee you I don't, actually. I might piss you off, but do I ever annoy you?
No."
You ready for the playoffs this weekend, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Do you think, who do you think starting in net in between the pipes for the Avs? Is it going to be Blackwood or is it going to be Wedgwood? Everything I'm hearing is going to be Blackwood.
Pretty good.
I would start Wedgwood, but you don't want to mess with Blackwood's psyche. Blackwood's expensive, though. And you kind of feel like you're held hostage by that. Wedgwood's been the better goalie this year. Why is that a question? Why wouldn't it just be Wedgwood? Wedgwood, you go with the hot hand. You go with the best goalie.
That's who I would go with.
Everything I'm reading suggests that it's going to be Blackwood that starts, and then you just kind of play it by ear. I'm curious about this one. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All right, big guest today, Michael, at 1:30. He makes his return to the whole show. He hasn't been on this program in a long time. He used to have a show here. David freaking Roddy is going to be on the show. He is a nugget. I hope he signs a longer-term deal. I don't think he can actually play in the playoffs because of the structure of his two-way contract. But that guy, I believe, was one of the main reasons down the stretch, the last two games, that the Nuggets were able to secure the third seed. Whether you wanted it or not, the Nuggets secured the third seed, and they don't do that if David Roddy doesn't show out the way he did. We're going to have David Roddy on the show, man. We used to do a weekly show with him here in his last year with Colorado State, and it was so much fun. So we're going to have him on the show at 1:30. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
I'm going to give you my series prediction for the Nuggets, Timberwolves, and the Avalanche Kings going up against their old buddy, Darcy Kemper. That game is Sunday at 1:30.
Are you picking the games or are you picking the series?
I'm going to tell you exactly how the series are going to go down.
Are you going to talk about scores and
no.
assists?
No.
Or are you going to say, this game's going to happen this
way? Why have I ever done that? Have I ever done that?
I mean, you could change things up. It's a different type of day today.
It is a different type of day today. It's snowing out. 25 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Two dudes, one mission. To provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Why do you fade down so fast? You're just in such a hurry to get rid of the song. Like, that is a terrible radio thing that you just did. You just killed the music, just like that.
Well, you said that I wanted to get rid of the music so fast.
Why? Like, you know, you're like a producer. You went to school for this, man. That is Radio 101. You don't get rid of the music that fast. What are you doing?
This is an artistic choice, Brady.
That was terrible. You killed an amazing song. You cannot go wrong with AC/DC. You just can't. That's one of the best bands that ever existed.
So, who texted you about the whole show annoying me today?
Smitty says I annoy you, apparently. Why? Because I call out your mistakes and all the crap you do?
That wasn't a mistake.
That was a mistake.
It was an artistic choice.
You fade down too fast,
and then you're going to annoy me today.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to annoy you today. I feel like I should annoy you today because you do that to me all the time. We got surprise guests going to join us in the studio here. Tanner Schwint of Good Morning NoCo and Mike Danson with himself. He has not been on with us in a while. They're going to be jumping in here. We're going to talk Nuggets, Timberwolves. We're going to talk Avalanche, Kings. And we're just going to have some fun here on a Friday. You ready for this? You ready, Mike? I hope you're ready. Did you do your push-ups?
Yeah, push-ups.
Do you even know what a push-up is?
I do know what a push-up. I used to be able to do them.
How many could you do in one sitting?
I used to be able to do close to 50.
There is no world in which I would believe that.
I mean, this was a long time ago.
You kid. You did 50 in a row.
Close to 50. And it wasn't like 1, 2, 3, 4. It was consistent pace getting to 20 and then slowing down 30, struggling really hard. By 45, I was done.
You did them like on your knees, though, right?
No, like actual legit push-ups.
I don't believe that.
I used to have muscles.
I really don't believe that. You had muscles.
Smitty, that's 4.
How is that annoying you? I'm just calling out what I believe to be a fact. You actually had muscles.
I don't show muscles because my muscles don't grow outwardly. They grow inwardly.
They grow inward. Okay.
My fat grows outwardly.
The muscles are hidden away. They're difficult to find.
They're hidden by layers of whiteness and freckle.
Mm. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Yeah, Big Hub brings up a really good point, Michael, about the draft. I mean, seriously, you're an NFL guy. This has been the least amount of coverage that I think the draft has ever had. Is that fair to say? It's because, and 100% it's because there's not enough quarterbacks in it.
Yeah, I forgot it existed.
Did you really? I didn't forget it existed. It's just the Broncos don't have a first round pick. There's only one quarterback that's probably going to go in the first round, even though some ESPN people would tell you that there are other quarterbacks that should be higher than Fernando Mendoza, like Ty Simpson out of Alabama. I don't think he's going in the first round. I think that's part of it. You have to have 2 to 3 quarterbacks at least projected to go in the top 10 to make it a really juicy draft discussion, I believe.
I hope the Raiders draft the second coming of DeMarcus Russell.
I think he's going to be pretty good. I think Fernando Mendoza is going to be pretty good. But again, just a weird, a weird situation that the Raiders put themselves in by signing Kirk Cousins to that deal. I'll never understand it.
I think wherever he goes, Fernando Mendoza,
he's really going to Las Vegas.
Like the older I get, the more I realize a quarterback is not necessarily a franchise changer. Like a franchise can destroy a quarterback. The Jets have destroyed quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Dude, do you think Zach Wilson would actually be a legit quarterback now if he would have went to a different franchise? Because when he was with Denver, and again, preseason stuff, you kind of saw it. And you look at, like, you know, this happens for a lot of guys, like Andy Dalton. Tons of dudes that go different places and actually, not Andy Dalton. Who am I thinking of? Who's the USC quarterback?
Carson Palmer? No,
that revived his career. Come on. He's a stud now. He's playing for Seattle.
Yeah.
He's won a Super Bowl. Why am I blanking out on his name? I don't understand. Sam Darnold. I did say Sam Darnold. Yeah, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold. I said Andy Dalton. What am I talking about? Sam Darnold. Look at him. Guy goes to a different franchise and suddenly he's, you know, a top-tier quarterback. He was with the Jets his first 3 years. I think if Zach Wilson could get a real shot somewhere, he actually might be pretty good.
I think Zach Wilson would be a really good backup. I think he would be one of the best backups in the NFL.
Backup? I just wonder if he would have had a real shot if he could have been like a legitimate quarterback in this league right now.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Like, there are just some franchises, and unfortunately the Broncos, well, I don't even know if the Broncos were one of those franchises that was a quarterback hell. Because you, like, they just drafted bad quarterbacks.
There was a time there after the Peyton Manning thing, man. It was quarterback hell.
I mean, do you think any of those quarterbacks would have gone to other teams and been successful?
Paxton Lynch, no. Trevor Siemian, no.
Trevor Siemian,
he's a serviceable guy.
He was a backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback, dude. Who else did Brock Osweiler? If he would have stayed in Denver, would he have been good?
He should have stayed with the Broncos, but I don't. If he had stayed with the Broncos, I think things would have been different for both.
Do you think the Broncos would have been a franchise quarterback? Do you think Brock Osweiler would have been a franchise quarterback if he would have stayed in Denver?
I think he would have been the Broncos franchise quarterback. I don't know.
That's what I'm asking.
I don't think he was as good as I thought he was going to be.
I think he ruined his career by taking all the money and going to Houston. That was a bad situation for him.
And then he came back to Denver, and Denver was in disarray.
Yeah, and I still think he should have been given more shots in Denver that second time around. But they were in that weird quarterback carousel at that point. The Broncos went through it, man. That's why when the Russell Wilson news broke, it was such a big, big story. It was such. All Broncos fans were pumped about this. Everybody thought, oh my gosh, it's not a matter of a Super Bowl. It's a matter of how many Super Bowls are the Broncos going to win with Russ. And then after that move happened, we started hearing more and more about the disarray that was going on in Seattle with Russ.
And I still think we need to go to war with Seattle. I think it's time for us to bomb them.
What are you talking about? Why do you?
They lied to us.
What are you talking about?
You got screwed in that
trade.
Why
do you say things? Like, you just say things. Like, you could have said,
that was a joke, right?
Right, but you could have said, like, they screwed us, they should have given us information, but instead you go off with, we need to go to war with Seattle and we need to bomb them. It's not funny.
It is funny.
We're in war right now, Mike. It's not funny. It's not funny to say stuff like that.
But it's funny if Denver and Seattle were in a war over football.
Why are you?
I mean, that's so ridiculous.
Like, why are you? Really? Why?
Because I'm great.
Do you ever just ask yourself that? Like, why? Who is Michael? What is this about?
That is a philosophical question that no one has been able to answer.
No.
I am such an enigma.
36 minutes after the hour, we're bringing the fellas in. Let's talk some playoffs. Colorado Avalanche know their opponent now. And we've known about the Nuggets Timberwolves for a while. We've been sitting on this a week, man. I'm ready to go. Also, David Roddy's going to join the show in about 2 hours. Yeah, he's a Denver Nugget now. Is he going to be a long-term Nugget? I sure hope so. I hope they can figure something out. He certainly earned it. 37 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on. like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Joining me in studio, we've got Tanner Schwent of Good Morning NoCo.
What's going on?
Mike Danson with himself of Dunder Mifflin Paper Company in studio in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been in and talked to you guys, so I had the day off, went and got a massage, and thought I'd swing by and see what you guys were up to.
Apparently, the changing of the locks did not deter him long.
Oh, he got in.
He found a way.
Yeah. Found a way in. Yep.
Life finds a way.
You guys always forget that I still have a key card from when I was doing a show.
We do forget about that quite often, because there's been times I'm like, I need to send him a code, and I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
He could come in here
and just come in with the key.
All of our card.
Yeah.
All of our stuff.
It works out. How
are
you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Great, dude. I'm fired up for tomorrow. Yeah. Rocky's got a dub.
Yeah.
Now we can put I've been talking about putting teams up in these little boxes and putting them on the shelves.
Take them back off.
I'm grabbing the Avalanche. I'm grabbing the Nuggets. Bringing them back down. Putting the Rockies up there. I'm going to put the Rockies up there.
Seven wins. Nothing to sneeze at.
We're going to put them there. I thought they would have seven wins at the end of April, so we're doing okay. Listen, I'll bring them back down on days like next Wednesday. I think they play next Wednesday. The Nuggets and the Avalanche both off next Wednesday. I'll bring them back down for a second. I'll play with them for a second. Put them back up there, okay? These are new little toys I'm playing with here.
You're a very interesting
person. Yeah, I'm bringing the heat here today.
But how big was that Rockies win last night? Because you knew we got to get seven now because they got a four-game series against the Dodgers coming up starting tonight.
You know what? It's Friday. Feeling good.
No, don't do it.
They split the series.
You're out of your
mind. They split the series against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen. If they can get one, I think that's a good thing. It's crazy to me. Like, this young team that they have going has got me a little bit excited.
Let's go,
honestly,
baby.
I paid the $99 now so I can watch the Rockies games.
Let's go, baby.
I've kind of bailed on them the last few years just because it feels like they were going absolutely nowhere.
Yeah.
And, yesterday I said to you guys as we sat down here, Chase Dolander yesterday was fantastic.
He is either Cy Young caliber or he's auditioning for the Home Run Derby to be the pitcher.
Who started yesterday?
Juan Mejia.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. But they won. Like,
I know.
Right? You can't
question
it. And it
was a low-scoring game.
Yeah, they won. But the only two runs given up was by Juan Mejia in that first. So
right.
I don't love that unless it is one of those, unless it's a Victor Vodnik, if it's a Zach Agnos pitching that first, somebody that you know is going to shut it down and then bring in, you know, a Senzatella or a Dolander. But they won, so it's hard to argue. Let's make baseball weird, and that's what Warren Schaefer...
Is this sustainable, though? Is this model sustainable?
We don't know. We have no idea. We're learning.
Are the Rockies, like, the only team doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this kind?
This weird,
I mean, we
thing,
see bullpen days,
yes,
but
yep,
not... Like, the Rockies is pretty much every day is a bullpen
day. The Tampa Bay Rays made the bullpen day really, really, you know, kind of be a part of baseball, where they're like, hey, we're cheap. The Rays are a really cheap organization. We only want to pay four good starters, and that fifth day, it's just going to be our bullpen arms. But they would all go an inning, maybe two. Not one inning, and then five innings, and then one inning. It's weird, but Schaefer has these guys dialed in now.
Yeah, and I don't really care. And if you're going to follow after somebody, the Tampa Bay Rays is the way to go.
It's probably the way to do it.
That has been a team that doesn't spend a lot of money,
right,
but they've been competitive for a long time. So whatever they can do to just be competitive, man. Like, all I've ever asked for the Rockies is, like, just get me through this spring into football season. And then whatever. I don't, you know, if you're still winning, maybe I'll catch you on a day off.
Yeah,
I always ask for July. Give us July, because that's it.
Because the last eight or nine years,
we've been dealing with the Nuggets and the Avalanche in the playoffs. That gets us typically closer to June. So if the Rockies can be, you know, even 10 games floating around 10 games under, then it at least makes the games a little more intriguing.
Yeah, because I mean, 500 baseball will get you into the playoffs. 81-81 will get you in as a wild card. So I think they in 10 games, you know, baseball's weird, man. And we gave ourselves on Good Morning NOCO, we gave ourselves 20 games to overreact to every win. My God, World Series on whenever 500 World mm-hmm. Series on mm-hmm. that losing streak
might never win again.
Sell the team, which they yeah. did do a part of that.
Yeah.
Might never win a game. And so now here we are 19 games in, and I'm like, I'm okay with where they're five games below 500. I'm okay. Especially, guys, we were talking about how brutal this schedule has been, and now you get forward the Dodgers, then you have the Padres, then you have the Mets, and then the Reds. Don't ask me how I know all that off the top of my brain, but that's you come in here, and you get to 12 wins, you know, 10, 12 wins, and by end of April, you're in a good spot. It was May 11th when they won their seventh game last year.
Yeah, we're way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, we're way ahead of schedule. Yeah, we're So I feel okay. Like it's still the Rockies are going to be bad on the road, but this is what I'm saying. Like what we saw at home, this team is designed to win at Coors Field. You get a lot of guys that hit it into the gaps. It's a big ballpark, and you got a lot of pitchers that get ground ball outs. This team, if they can play around 500, if not a little better at home, they're going to struggle on the road.
How do you think like tonight would affect the Dodgers? It's going to be cold tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, is that something that changes a little bit of your thinking as far as, I mean, who's pitching? You got Sugano?
Is Sugano going
Sugano?
Tonight? Yeah.
Sugano.
Rockies are, let me see who's going for the Dodgers. And then I will let you know. But like Sugano's been by far the best pitcher for the Rockies, and that guy has sucked his entire career.
You were very worried about him. I hate his first appearance.
Oh, Tyler Glasnow's going.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
14-4. Yeah. No, they're losing tonight.
It
could be a blowout tonight, actually.
No, it's not going to be. No, it's not.
And I don't know that they're going to get blown out. I just think, like, the Dodgers, they're playing a completely different game than the Rockies
and
are.
They're in a different league.
Even with the Pinner Group buying in, MLB still needs a salary cap. They still need a salary cap.
No, and do you guys think that, like, this is the start of the Pinner Group taking over?
I do. Tanner does not. Like, Patrick Saunders in the Denver Post the other day said, it's a realistic thought.
I don't think they will as long as Walker wants to be involved. If Walker gets in here for 4 or 5 years and then he goes, yeah, it's not for me, then yeah. But as long as Walker Montfort wants to run the Rockies, the Montfort family will own the Rockies, the majority of them.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
They won't. If Walker Montfort wants to try and do this, and he right now he's everywhere. I mean, he's at the Friends of Baseball here in Greeley. As long as he wants to do it, they are not going to sell 60%. They're not going to sell the majority of that team.
Maybe that's part of it, though, is they say you can become majority owners, but we want to keep him in place.
He's got to be. You got to give him like a long
or something.
Yeah,
like
you got to give him a long-term contract and let him see if he's any good at it.
I just don't see it happening. You know, I don't think Charlie Montfort has any kids. Like obviously, he's been wanting to
Keeler
get out.
I heard that Wednesday that you know the little rumor is that Charlie wants out, but I don't know.
Now you're debt free. I mean, if you're Charlie, why wouldn't you?
That's part of it.
You're debt free. You just brought in the life raft. I mean, it just showed up. So if you're Charlie, why would you want out now? This should be the turning point for the Rockies until next year when there's a 98% chance there's
after
a lockout.
So much losing though, there's probably a lot of burnout.
You start to see it turn, and you get to see your nephew
might
do it.
Be burnt out already.
You get to see your nephew do it. I just think it's more than just the paycheck for the Montforts. And obviously they're great business people, but coming from the industry that they did in the ag industry, I think that blood runs real thick. And so as long as Walker wants to be involved, I think the Montforts will be the owner.
All right, we'll take a short break here. I got Mike Danson and Tanner Schwint in studio here. We'll talk some Avalanche Kings coming up.
Oh,
the
baby.
Avs going up against their old pal, Darcy Kemper. We'll get into that. And then obviously the rivalry that is the Nuggets and Anthony Edwards. According to Anthony, it's not the Timberwolves. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Preps baseball can be heard right here.
Take me out to the ball game.
A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mm-hmm. of the day. And this one involves wigs. Wigs. Yeah, we got a big story that involves wigs. Yes.
All right.
So it's very exciting. All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
We still need to get one for Mike, and he still owes us for...
We haven't done that yet, have we?
No, we have not.
This has been your guys' fault.
The quarterback toilet bowl, Mike lost the quarterback toilet bowl.
Yeah, pretty aggressively.
Yeah, that was fun. We're going to do that again next year. That'll be fun.
Yeah, you guys can lose again.
Wasn't it like it's not about the winner, man. It's about the loser. Yeah.
Who did, I know, just hypothetically, though, who did win?
I honestly don't know.
I don't remember.
I just know that I didn't lose. It was a race.
I think I did.
Yeah, but that's...
I'm pretty sure I won it last year. That's right.
There's no proof.
That's right. No, there's plenty of proof.
Hey, you know what
I always
say?
Oh, there's proof on 103.1 and 1310 KFK's website.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah.
Takes a bad quarterback to know bad
quarterback. I would be a very bad NFL quarterback. I agree with you.
Well,
I would be a very bad NFL quarterback.
Didn't you play for, like, Eaton or something?
And Micah would... What? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, getting back to the wig thing, if Tanner's hair keeps... receding there. He's going to think about a wig or something.
I'd still rather be bald than what you got going on over there.
How you feeling on our Dirty 30 bet, man? It doesn't...
Not
I mean,
terrible.
You're looking like, you know, it's just terrible. A regular day still.
I'm going to have to bring up the neck beard here. I'm emceeing an event tomorrow, and so they're going to be...
You look all right.
Thrilled. Yeah.
You don't look like you're unprofessional.
Early, not yet. I'm not looking forward to it. I told you, if they're not at 15 wins by June 1st, I'm going to...
He's actually
going to
quit.
Yeah,
he's going to quit the Dirty 30 bet. It's got, like, publicity in Denver, and you're going to back out.
If they're not at 15 wins on June 1st, yeah, 100%.
So you can just sign up for a bet and then not do it?
I guess. Although
where did I learn that from?
I don't know. I did it once. I had a reasonable excuse, though. All right, it's the whole show. Top stories of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.